5 tips for healing from childhood trauma and anxiety. From the very moment you open your eyes to the world as a child, your heart is like a blank canvas, your trust as wide as the ocean, your expectations as innocent as a morning dew. But sometimes the canvas gets marred by painful experiences, the trust is breached, and the expectations are shattered. If childhood trauma has been a part of your story, it can often feel like you're carrying a heavy shadow with you into adulthood, one that shades every relationship and fuels the fire of anxiety. However, the possibility of healing is real, and it begins with the recognition of your own strength and resilience. Here are 5 sincere tips to help you on your journey to healing from childhood trauma and reducing the grip of anxiety in your life. Acknowledge and accept your past. Acknowledging your childhood trauma is the first step toward healing. It's about giving voice to your experiences and understanding how they've shaped you. Remember, there's immense strength in vulnerability. It takes courage to look back at the chapters that have hurt you, to turn the pages that you've kept closed for so long. This doesn't mean you dwell on the past, but rather that you accept it as a part of your life story. Acceptance isn't about approval. It's about acknowledging the reality of your experiences so that they no longer hold power over your present. Find a trusted therapist. Healing from trauma often requires the guidance of a professional who can provide a safe space to unpack your experiences. A therapist trained in trauma-informed care can be an invaluable ally. They can help you navigate through the layers of your past and offer strategies to manage anxiety. This therapeutic journey can be akin to having a compassionate guide in a maze, one who holds a lantern to light your path as you find your way through. Cultivate self-compassion. As you heal from childhood trauma, it's easy to harbor feelings of resentment towards yourself. You might wonder why you didn't react differently or how you couldn't see things clearly. Here's where self-compassion becomes your balm. Treat yourself with the kindness you would offer a dear friend. Understand that you did the best you could with the knowledge and resources you had as a child. Forgive yourself for the survival strategies you had to adopt and recognize that they don't have to define you now. Establish boundaries. As you work through your anxiety and trauma, setting boundaries is essential. These boundaries might relate to your time, your personal space, or your relationships. They're not walls to keep the world out, but rather gates to protect your peace. This could mean learning to say no, giving yourself permission to step away from situations that trigger your anxiety, or being selective with whom you share your energy. Remember, boundaries are a form of self-respect and a declaration of your worth. Create a supportive network. Surround yourself with people who understand and support your journey to healing. This could be friends, family members, support groups, or even online communities. There's comfort in knowing that others are walking paths parallel to yours. A supportive network provides not just a shoulder to lean on, but also diverse perspectives that can offer insight and validation. Shared stories can be a powerful catalyst for healing, reminding you that you're not alone, that your feelings are valid, and that hope is a shared sentiment. As you undertake this journey of healing from childhood trauma and reducing anxiety, it's important to remember that healing is not a destination, but a process. It involves both discovering your inner strength and learning to lean on others. It's about finding peace in the knowledge that the past doesn't hold the pen that writes your future. You're no longer that child with the weight of the world on your shoulders. You're an individual full of potential, with the power to shape your destiny. Take each day as it comes. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and know that with each step, you're not just moving forward, you're rising.